The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Glory to God. Before I begin, I want to welcome four very special people from the Philippines who are visiting here in Texas. Welcome, Pastors Dan and Lirio Cato, and Brother Ed and his lovely, wonderful wife, Jasmine Espino. Let us give them a big Jesus Texas welcome, shall we? They traveled and they have been traveling with me in the Philippines ministering, and they are part of one of the greatest relief efforts we've had in this ministry for the flood victims. They've been with us on healing crusades and pastors and leadership training as often as they can. They are with us. They always take care of me and Divina while there, especially when we run out of money. Brother Ed is a builder, a civil engineer, and a successful one too. He always provides help, provided trucks and drivers during any of our initiative, just like the flood relief effort that we'd had in the past. And he even matched some of the supplies we provided. He is really a financier in the body of Christ, and he and his wife are about ready to receive the greatest manifestations of God's blessing. They are part of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. One thing I can say about these two couples, the more they are blessed by God, the more blessings manifest in their life, the more humble they get, and the more they serve. They really take care of me. Now that the Lord sends them here in San Antonio to fellowship, but at the same time to receive, to be the first recipient of the prophetic words, the creative words from the Philippines on what God is about to do in that country and also in their personal life, the country of my birth. I got the best of both worlds. The rich culture of the Philippines, beautiful people, friendly people, and United States of America. As an American, it is a privilege for me to live in the greatest country in the world. I thank God for our founding fathers. And we need to continue to protect and pray for America. We need to continue to finance the preaching of the gospel to all nations, and we need to continue to finance in making disciples. So, Ed, Jasmine, Pastor Dan, and Aching Lirio, dakalasalamat kay kayungan. I am glad that you're part of my family, God's family in the Philippines. Pasalamatan kay ngapong ginu kay kayungan. Now expect the manifestations of God's blessings in your life, of the manifestation of God's glory in your life, your family, and the beautiful country of the Philippines. So, as a Texan, I've been here in Texas for 36 years. So where will I take them? Of course, first of all, you have to feed them. That's a Texas-style barbecue. I'll take them to the Riverwalk, show them the Alamo, probably drive them to the Hill Country, probably go to Dallas and Houston, and take them to NASA. Since Brother Ed is a builder, I can't wait to take him to some of the subdivisions and model homes and nice hotels here in Texas. You should see the auditorium he built in the Philippines and some of the office buildings and hotels. He is really good. He's anointed. Also, I just want to give you an opportunity. I will be holding a prophetic conference and leadership training and evangelistic crusades in the Philippines. The prophetic conference will be just like we just held here in San Antonio, but it's going to be much, much bigger. Okay? I will be leaving on the third week of November after Thanksgiving. You, my brothers and sisters, it is time for you to help finance the Great Commission. It's time for you to sow a seed in this ministry, okay? Those money that you kept on holding on are starting to corrode. Better let them loose and start sowing seeds for the kingdom of God. Look at the investment we sowed in foreign soil. And this country, because we continue to sow seeds in other countries, we receive a political revival in this country. And now, the wickedness in this country has reached fullness, especially in the media, in the arts and entertainment, in the world. And now the Lord is dealing those sectors of society as well as our government. It is because of our prayers, of our returning to God, our obeying God, and ministries like Sons of God International continue to sow seeds, and we continue to finance the gospel. You need to be a part of this endeavor. You can go to our website, www.sogmi.org, and click Donate. Again, it's www.sogmi.org, and click Donate. Or you can mail your check at Sons of God International, Post Office Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. And continue to be aggressive in sowing, because you would not want to have any regrets a few weeks from now, a few months from now, because we will going to witness and be a part of the greatest move of God through the church and in the church and in this country like we'd never have heard before. So now, probably, you are feeling the changes, more changes, more changes, promotion and manifestation this year. God is amazing. For those of you who are wondering why summer seems to be hanging on and would not let go, it is our fault here at Freedom Fellowship Church. We received instruction at the beginning of the year, even during the prophetic gathering of the saints, and also during the spring, of the things that we need to finish, the things that we need to do during summer. Many things. And some of us, if not all of us, we're not able to do them all. So I was in prayer one time, apologizing to the Lord, and at the same time, thanking Him for this year, what He is doing, what He's about ready to do. And that I promise Him that I will continue to tell others to complete the works that were assigned to us, especially here at Freedom Fellowship Church. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Christina, I am extending summer for you. He is awesome. Well, if you say God will not talk like that, He just did. God will not do that. He just did. And I am grateful. So the Lord extended the summer. Hope everything will be finished before it gets cold. So once it is finished, cold front are allowed to come. Okay? But we need to do our part. If you will not do your part, then cold front is coming, whether that addition is finished or not. And we still have 3 months remaining this year. And I'm still running and I'm still going. So many opportunities, so many testimonies, so many manifestations, prophecies being fulfilled. It is such an exciting year. So continue to stay tuned, especially for our new radio listeners at KDRY. My brothers and sisters, listen up, because God is on the move. Okay, so stay tuned. God is doing something so awesome, so unprecedented and unheard of. We all need to go higher and deeper in the things of God. Okay, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. Let me explain something to you. As you face challenges right now, some are in impossible situation. Some have difficult issues, painful issues that you're confronting right now. The main thing that you need to do is to tell God that you trust Him. And then do the right thing. Do godly things. Do what you can do. Do not wait for a favorable condition before you obey and believe God. Do what you can right now. Continue to move forward. You can do all the things that you can do. Okay? If you can do everything yourself, if you can afford your project or your initiative, if you can resolve your problem, you do not need God. When it comes to His children, our Father God is needy. He wants to get involved. Because, why? When He's involved, He's always dramatic. He always produces supernatural results. As I explained to you last week, prophetic words released during the conference are powerful. They are creative word, calling those things as though they were in accordance to the plan and the will of our loving God. They are beyond understanding. They are beyond comprehension. You cannot make them manifest based on your own strength, knowledge, or resources. They are from heaven, released here on earth upon your life so that you will live heaven here on earth. It will take for God to make them manifest, and all it will take for our God to move in order for them to manifest. And all He needs from you is your trust, is your faith, and your cooperation. Obey your instruction, confess and profess His word, and trust Him. Don't look at your situation. Don't look at yourself. Look upon Him. Now, let me get back to your own challenges, to your own personal prophecy, to your problem right now, to your dilemma, okay? Keep in mind that God wants to get in the picture when your situation is impossible, or He wants to take you higher and deeper, okay? God always calls the unqualified because He qualifies the called. It is not how much you know and how smart or good-looking or rich you are. It is who you are in Him. Focus on who He is. He is amazing, and I am in love with Him. He's my first love. God always produces dramatic results. Let me show you an example. Remember Lazarus and his two sisters, Martha and Mary? Lazarus got seriously ill, and the two sisters sent word to Jesus in John chapter 11, verse 3. So the sisters sent word to Jesus and said, "Lord, the one you love is sick." John chapter 11, verse 4. When he, Jesus, heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death." He prophesied. "No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." I want you to keep this in mind. John chapter 11, verse 4. When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Jesus prophesied, "No, this sickness will not end in death." It doesn't matter if he stopped breathing. It doesn't matter even if they buried him. "And for reason, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Your healing did not manifest right away because Jesus already healed you and I at the cross, right? When your healing do not manifest right away, or your prophecy did not come to pass right away, or your situation is not resolved right away, so that God may be glorified. By believing and trusting God, God the Father may glorify you like Jesus. Keep in mind that there are always three results when it is a move of God, when it is from God, when it's the plan of God, when it's the will of God, when it's the word of God. Okay? Three results. You always look for this. And if these three are in the picture, you rest assured that it is from God. Number one, God gets the glory. Number two, it will benefit you, or it will also glorify you personally. And third, it will benefit others. It will benefit God's people. So it is not just yourself, okay? But always these three has to happen. They always have to be in the mix. Okay. So let us continue in John chapter 11, down to verse 6. This is Jesus. Yet, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. He increased the pressure to the pressure. Okay? So, I don't want anyone panicking, because we are partakers of the divine nature of God. God never, never, ever, ever panic. Okay? So, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And in verse 11, when they're on their way on the 4th day, Jesus told his disciples in verse 11, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." They thought that he was just taking a nap, okay? So Jesus waited for 2 more days, waited until Lazarus stopped breathing. Why? To fulfill all these three requirements. Jesus glorified God the Father. God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, glorified Jesus. And it benefited Lazarus, the people who were there, and the 2 sisters. Everyone was in awe of Jesus, that Lazarus was raised from the dead. Instead of a funeral arrangement, they had a party instead. I want you to keep that in mind, my dear brothers and sisters. Believe God, even though you caused the problem, as long as you already made it right, don't continue on sinning, but call on God and ask for forgiveness. Repent. Don't do it again. And then jump on it. It doesn't matter if it's your fault. You are God's child, and he will come to the picture. He gets the glory. It will benefit you, and it will benefit others. Okay? Abraham and Sarah, remember? Here is God. He is so dramatic. I love it. I love it. He chose 2 senior citizens. In addition to that, even Sarah was still barren when she was young. To make things more dramatic, God instructed Abraham to leave his father's house, leave his own country, just like that. Just to take him to where he never dreamed possible outside of God. So Abraham obeyed. And while even as soon as they continued to move forward on their way to the promised land, wherever it was, Lord started blessing them financially. Right? And then God promised Abraham all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And Abraham complained to God. That's true and good, but I don't have anyone to leave all these blessings. I don't have a son. And God said, you will have a son, right? Through Sarah. And Sarah is already, it can be a great, great grandmother at that time. So just like you and I, sometimes, I stopped doing that, okay? Sarah started analyzing things, okay? She said, there's no way, I'm too old. So it makes sense to give my servant, Hagar, who is good-looking and young, she can get pregnant right away, and propose it to Abraham. And they got Ishmael instead of Isaac. God did not say, what was I thinking? Abraham was really old and Sarah is old and barren. What am I thinking? No, it postponed the promise through Isaac for many years. But in spite of them using common sense, God, who remains faithful, still fulfilled his promise. You see, God will not get the glory if Abraham was young, if Sarah is young, and Sarah will be on childbearing age and she's not barren. God will not get the glory. Anyone can have children. Anyone can do that. Right? So God will not get the glory. So the three elements are not there. But with Abraham believing God, all the three elements, God gets the glory, right? And then Abraham and Sarah benefited from it. And God's people, the whole world benefited because of Abraham's faithfulness and righteousness. So the three elements are there. It has to be an impossible situation for you in order for God to bring dramatic supernatural results. Okay? Another one, the multiplications of loaves and fishes. If Jesus held that crusade here in San Antonio and the people were hungry, how many Mexican restaurants we have here in San Antonio? Of course, we can order thousands of tacos for everybody, or even fried chicken or pizza for everybody. Barbecue? Are you serious? No, the multiplications of loaves and fishes had got to be in a remote place that even when you have the money, you cannot get or buy anything to eat. That kind of situation. Then your situation will bring glory to God. And here's Jesus giving them simple instruction. Have everyone sit on a group of 50. He took the bread, thank Father God, and then instructed the disciples to give everyone a piece. Everyone was full and satisfied, and there were 12 baskets full of leftovers. Now, that is dramatic. God loves drama. So whatever you're dealing with right now, don't analyze. All you need to do is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and follow simple instructions He's going to give you. What instruction? I didn't get an instruction. Ask the Holy Spirit, read the Bible. Okay? So it's time for you to manifest dramatic results for your life. So don't forget, we're holding the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st. It's time for you to register. Start saving money. Registration is $60 per person. That will pay for your dinner and the venue. Attire is formal, and we will have so much fun. You can go to our website at www.sogmi.org to register. Okay? God bless you for tuning in. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. Our service in the morning starts at 10:30 and evening service at 7 p.m. We also hold services on Wednesday, 7 p.m. So God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Hey guys, this is Josh Sasso with Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International. And I just wanted to tell you before we go about a fundraiser we're doing this next weekend. That is the weekend of the 28th and the 29th. And we're raising money for the upcoming Philippine trip, and we're raising money for the website expansion and the radio expansion, which is all coming underway right now. So what we're going to be doing, if you guys have been to, I know a couple of you guys have already come out to a couple of our fundraising events, but we have a whole bunch of different items, some of which were donated, some of which we were able to go out and get, and we're going to be selling them to you, our supporters, or to anybody who wants to come by. It's going to be a big open sale at Freedom Fellowship Church, which is at 8419 Callahan Road, and that's going to be this month, October 28th, starting at 10 a.m. all the way to 6 p.m. at 8419 Callahan Road, right here in San Antonio, Texas. And we're also going to continue after morning service on Sunday afternoon the next day from 2 to 5 p.m. So if you want to come out and you want to support us, or if you want to come fellowship with us, come out that weekend, the weekend of the 28th. We're going to be holding a big fundraising sale for you, our supporters, and to raise money for our ongoing endeavors and expansion of this ministry. So if you want to come out and support us, again, that's the 28th, and it's going to be at 8419 Callahan Road. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to see you there. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.